G'day. I just want to talk about hearing from God. God speaks in, can speak in dreams, speak in visions and pictures. Sometimes when we pray or things are going on, we'll see a picture of something, which is a sort of maybe a full word of knowledge or a partial word of knowledge, but he speaks in, you know, he speaks in like parables most of the time in symbolic form. They can come in, but there can be clear direction, you know, and even we can have voices in our dreams, voices that will give us warning, instruction, guidance, direction, and revelation. In the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 14 through to 18, it says, "For God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man perceives it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon man, in slumberings upon the bed. Then he opens the ears of man and seals their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword." So even in verse 14, it says, God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man perceives it not. Sometimes we're having dreams, but we don't remember them. A lot of people do that. And sometimes when we do remember them, they're cryptic, they're symbolic, and the plan or the purpose for the dream is not really revealed. And we've got to seek and search it out. And it says down in verse 17, or 16, he opens the ears of man, seals their instruction, and 17, that he may withdraw man from his purpose. He sows his will into our life through dreams, and the devil can sow his will into our life through dreams too, you know, where it says in the scripture that tares, while man slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares. The enemy can do exactly the same. So we always got to be looking, you know, at our dreams, you know. God sowing seed for good fruit, the devil can sow his seed for bad fruit, you know. And then in verse 18, it says, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He can sow and direct us, give us counsel, give us direction, you know, to stay on the narrow path and to keep us safe. So all these can happen in dreams. So you want to take a lot of note of your dreams. And when a dream's symbolic, you've got to seek it and search it out and wonder what he's given you. It says in the Bible that, you know, we can have dreams because of what we're doing through the day, you know, or even sometimes some food will give us dreams, or, you know, and they just won't make sense. But if God's given you a dream, then you'll sort of know it. Ask him to bring it back to your remembrance if it's from him. Otherwise, don't go chasing them. It's like chasing shadows sometimes. Don't go chase them if they're totally confusing and trying to look for answers when there's no answer, but ask God to remove the ones that are confusing, remove the ones that are from the devil, remove the ones that come from ourselves, and ask him to just keep bringing to remembrance the ones that he's given us. And usually when they're in symbolic form, you know, that means then that there's symbolic, there's symbols, there's meanings for everything that happens. But when they're like literal, like when I got shot, I had two dreams the week before I got shot about getting shot. And they were literal. There was pain, there was panic, there was, you know, I woke up freaking out. And it says in the word that, you know, the dreams are doubled because they'll surely come to pass. It's if you haven't repeated dreams, then you've got to look at them real seriously. And because they're literal, you know, they may be literal in your life, whether they're, you know, dreams of end times or dreams of things happening in your own life or your family's life or whatever. they could be literal. You've got to pray about them, no. But if there's even, you have a big, long, literal dream, but there's one thing that mightn't happen, one strange thing in there that can't happen in the real world, and it's symbolic, then that usually means the whole dream is symbolic. So you really got to, like, pray about it. And, yeah, but don't write them off. Don't just say it's junk, because God's still speaking in dreams and visions and pictures. And be, you know, be ready to get them, pray for them, because he wants to speak. He wants to, you know, talk to us. And he wants us to listen. He wants us to be open to the way he speaks, and he speaks this way. You know, in Acts 2:17-18, it says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." So these are the days God's pouring out his spirit. Whether he wants you to prophesy, whether he wants you to see visions, dream dreams, he's speaking to you. Open your ears and listen. Open your eyes and look, because he doesn't want to leave you, you know, in the dark, staggering around in fog, you know, looking for someone to lead you by the hand. He wants you to be led by his hand. You know, in the first and second chapter of Matthew, there's five dreams that are there. The first one is direction, Matthew 1:20. "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." This is direction for Joseph. He was going to take off. So God had to tell him in a dream, you know, that's the first one in the book of Matthew. And then there was two separate dreams of warning to the wise man and Joseph in Matthew 2:12. This is God. It says, "And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Now, these people weren't even Christians. They might have been believers, they might not, but it doesn't matter if you're believers or unbelievers. I had lots of dreams before I was saved, but I didn't, you know, I didn't understand the foundation of the word to figure out the symbolic meanings of the pictures and the things that I've seen, where that's what we got to use. That, you know, we got to look into the word and figure out what this means, what that means. Matthew 2:13, "And when thou departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." That was a clear direction in a dream, and it was an angel speaking in a dream. He heard the voice in the dream, and it was clear. Sometimes it's so clear you just don't have to think about it. It's just, you know. Then there was in Matthew 2:19, "But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life." So that was the direction to move. You know, another angelic vision in the dream, and a voice giving him direction. And then when he got to Israel, there was clear direction in Matthew 2:21, "And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene." There was clearer direction. First the dream told him to go into Nazareth, go into Israel, then give him the town to go to, you know. And even Pilate's wife had a dream, and she was unsaved. God gave her the dream. And if you look back through the, you know, the baker and the butler back with Joseph, they had dreams, but they didn't know what they meant. God had to give the interpretation to Joseph to give to him. But there's interpretations. God's the giver of interpretations. Pray about your dreams and he'll give it to you. And then you'll be encouraged and you'll be, you know, that God's speaking to you, and you'll start to look more. You'll desire to know more. It'll create in your, you know, an excitement about the kingdom of God, because, you know, and if you're not getting dreams, pray for dreams. Ask him to give dreams, give direction through dreams, give encouragement, you know, give knowledge, give warnings, whatever. Just ask God to give dreams. So, yeah, so Pilate's wife's dream, Matthew 27, therefore when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. God was warning him, warning her, don't, you know, why did he give the dream to his, you know, Pilate's wife instead of the Pilate? It's just the way God is, you know. There's no formula with God. He just does what he wants to do, and that's it. So it was a terrible dream, and it freaked her out, and I'm sure she put on a bit of an act and to her husband, because it, you know, if you follow the story, it freaked him out too. He just, you know, right, he tried to wipe his hands of the whole thing. And then there's visions. God can talk in visions. And this is a vision, a symbolic vision, you know, where it was plain, but, you know, Peter had to figure out, and he didn't figure out what it meant until later on down the track. This is in Acts chapter 10. On the morrow, as they went in their journey, drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up in the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. You know, when we pray, we can see visions, we can see pictures. Pictures will pop into our mind. Pictures are, it might be a strange picture, but if we're praying about a certain subject, you might see, say, the strong man over an area if you're praying warfare against something, or a strong man over a person, or the trouble that people are walking into, or a blessing that might be coming. It might be a word of knowledge, you know, encouragement, you know, whatever it is. You got to sort of look within as well, because he doesn't just speak with a still small voice. He can give pictures, you know, he can give visions, like you're watching TV where you can't see anything except for visions. I haven't had very many, but I've had a couple, two or three, and, you know, it's pretty exciting, but you've still got to figure out what they mean. So anyway, Peter's praying at the sixth hour, and he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance, you know. He just was totally focused there on what, you know, what he was doing, praying, and God put him into a trance. So all he seen was this, and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending upon him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spoke unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, looking at that, he thought, what's going on there? He couldn't figure it out. But then later on, he realized that God's talking about bringing the Gentiles into the kingdom. You know, and that's what the vision was like. It's like the visions of Daniel, or, you know, the dreams of Joseph, you know, back in the Old Testament, where they were all parables, you know, that it was God speaking to them, but they had to figure it out. And you know, and that's the way he speaks to us. If you start looking at your dreams, he'll start to reveal more, and he'll start to use dreams and visions and pictures even more. You know, like pictures. Pictures speak 1,000 words. One picture, you know, you can look at it from lots of different angles and pick up different things. Depends on how much things, many things are in the picture, even down to colours, to movements, to places, to, you know, all sorts of things in one picture. You know, they mean something. And it's the same in dreams. You got to look at every aspect of it to get an even clearer interpretation. If God keeps bringing it to you, he wants you to keep, you know, the dream will keep unraveling even over years. So we'll talk about parables. God still speaks in parables, and this is why he puts, like, symbols in our dreams. He can give it to us clear as a bell, but, you know, it doesn't make us look, it doesn't make us seek. It says in Proverbs 25:2, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. How much effort do we put into searching anything out in the kingdom of God? We're just going to sit down and let everything fall into our lap. We're going to get nowhere. We've got to put an effort in. We've got to have a desire and determination to seek and to find, you know. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. We've got to put that effort in and be part of it, not just sit there twiddling our thumbs thinking that we're God's gift or whatever. You know, it's a battle. We're in a war, and we got to fight, we got to stand, and this will get us strong. This will get us, you know, to be able to trample our enemies. You know, Jesus said we have power to trample serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt us, but we got to be totally equipped. And, you know, if God can give us even one direction or one warning or one whatever in a dream, then we're that far ahead. It might save our life, you know. It might change our life. So always be on the look. Jeremiah 29:12 says, "Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for him with all your heart." He wants us to search for him, so start your searching. And even just because you go to bed and sleep, the search is not finished for the night. It may be, you know, something he might use you. He might speak to you in your dreams, you know, and absolutely change your life, change your perception on the way he is and the way, you know, the work that he's got for you to do. So we'll go, yeah, parables. He speaks in parables in the symbolic forms of the dreams. It says, this is Jesus talking in Matthew 13:10, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speaks thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has." Now that's a scary scripture. If you're just taking everything lackadaisical, couldn't give a stuff, couldn't care less, it's going to be taken from you. But if you're looking, you know, you'll be given more. He'll lead you. He'll give you understanding. He'll open your eyes to see, open your ears to hear. And so anyway, we'll continue. "Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, By hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand; seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with the heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Now, if we seek after God, God will bless our eyes to see. He'll bless our ears to hear. I did a 21-day fast, and I wasn't doing it to get anything. I was doing it to crucify the flesh. I come out of it, and I had the gift of interpretation and dreams. And God gives the interpretation. That doesn't mean that every dream that comes, you just know what it means. It means that, you know, God will interpret dreams through you. If he gives you interpretation, you know, you've got it. You know it. Anyway, you know, we were getting a lot of dreams from a friend in Africa, and we were I had it a little bit. I understood the symbols he used, and, you know, we could help him unravel the dreams. But then when we got the gift, I could look at it and say, yeah, I know that, like, within, just by reading it through once or twice, you know, it's like an unraveling. God would just, you know, show the whole picture as you read it, and just it would just come to life. And anyway, within about the next day, I asked my wife to read the dream, and she could see it too. It's like she got the gift to interpret dreams the day after, because I got it. You know, it says in the Bible, the two shall become one flesh. She got it just because I had it. And, you know, I felt a bit ripped off. I'd done 21-day fast, got a gift for interpreting dreams, and then she got it for doing nothing. But, you know, it was a blessing, and now we can share. You know, when we read something, we usually do it separate and then come together with nearly the same answer nearly every time, and it's exciting. So, and she was pretty happy about it. Anyway, sometimes God will give us dreams where we don't want to see them as being nightmares or fearful. In them, because he can give us words of knowledge in those dreams. There was, you know, I'll give you a couple of examples. Once I had a dream of a bear biting me finger, and it was sort of a scary dream, because I couldn't, you know, I took a bit of pulling me finger out of this bear's mouth. About 3-4 days later, I went to work, and there was a fella there called Bear, and we had a bit of a run-in, you know, Anyway, that was like, you know, a warning, and I should have took it as a warning, but I didn't understand it like that. I've had lots of dreams after praying of killing snakes or dogs or crocodiles or like things like that, fighting them in the dreams in the night, you know, and waking up feeling victorious and knowing that God's encouraging me and giving me, showing me that my prayers are hitting the target where they're meant to hit. You know, it's like a word of knowledge in the dreams. When back to having bad dreams, we can, if you're getting followed or harassed by animals or people, don't look at them as nightmares and come out of them in fear. Look at them as seeing, like, you know, God's given you the picture. Say there's a giant snake or a giant crocodile or a lion or something in your dream. That could be a word of knowledge of the spirit that's attacking you. You know, it could be spiders, bugs, grubs, people. It could be anything. Have a look at it and see if it's a word of knowledge to give you, you know, on it, to give you some info on what to pray on. And if it is, say you see a lion. I had a dream the other night. There was a lion chasing me, and you know, I'd felt for a few like weeks or even months that there was just some sort of blockage, some sort of hindrance, and I was praying, you know, and God does things in his own time, but this lion was you know, following me, and so I woke up and prayed against the lion, and you know, there's other lots of other dreams that I have where, while you're dreaming them, they're not good, but when you wake up, it's giving you ammo to pray. That's the spirit that was chasing me. That was the spirit that was tormenting me, harassing me, hindering me, blocking me, whatever it was doing. I got up, done warfare against the lion, and I pictured the same lion in my dream, you know, and I was attacking it, and the doors just opened. Within a day or two, things fell away and doors opened. So even if you're getting bad dreams, or especially if you're a Christian, if you're non-Christian, then you're in a bit of strife. You need to get saved and get God on your side, you know, get washed in the blood, get a bit of protection. But even bad dreams, you can turn them around and use them for your advantage, because I don't believe that the devil's going to reveal his plans in the dream. You know, he's not going to show you that he's what he's doing, but God will. God will use dreams to show you what's going on. So you're not to be fearful. You're meant to be bold and courageous and say, righto, if that's the one coming at me, I'm going to pray, I'm going to give it a whack, and I'm going to destroy it and crush it under my feet. Believe the word of God, what it says we can do and who we are. You know, we're joint heirs with Christ, seated, you know, at the right hand of God, high above principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, and every name that's named. And anyway, God will bless us. That your whole, you know, every night could come alive. Me and my wife, we dream, you know, nearly every night, and we discuss them and work them out, and then it. A lot of the time it gives us a path to follow, whether it's for our own life, whether it's for a family, friends, ministry, whatever, you know. So God speaks in dreams. Open your eyes. I'll just pray. Father, I just pray that you give dreams, you give visions, you give words of knowledge in the dreams and visions, Father, that you open their eyes to see. I just pray that you bless them, Father, encourage them in their dreams. Encourage them, God, speak to them, open their ears to hear, open their eyes to see. Father, I just pray you bless them, bless the people who watch this with dreams. Let them start dreaming, let them start getting knowledge, understanding, direction, mornings, Father, in Jesus' name. Speak to them now, speak to them in their dreams, in Jesus' name. Let them start dreaming, let them start seeing, in Jesus' name, amen.